Episode 1477, Is Anger Good for Your Marriage?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend. Are you getting any rest? Oh, come on. Take a deep breath. You got this. It's Relationship Builders Day. Come on. You're going to make your marriage better because is anger good for your marriage? We got to find out. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, who wants to talk about the elephant in the room? Most people are quick to judge when it comes to anger, but what if the reverse was positive and not negative? Is anger good for your marriage? As much as there is a negative part in anger, there can be a positive part. Emotions serve a variety of purposes, both good and bad. So you can choose to stay stuck in the negative, which a lot of us, that's where we go, and think only how anger can be destructive. I've shared my anger stories here. You know him, you've heard him. However, there is so much more when it comes to how anger can be a bridge to discovering what might be happening at a deeper level. Anger is mostly a secondary emotion, with fear, frustration, and hurt being the primary emotion. So when you're experiencing an emotional rush, you must understand the root of where it's coming from, the root cause. What is that trigger? We all have those triggers that push us over the edge. It's the buttons that charge us. Think about it. It's the buttons that charge you. You have buttons that charge you and bring out the worst. Boom, boom, boom. Emotions produce energy, right? They get you going. They rev you either up or they take you down. And that's how we use energy, for good or for bad. So I want you to think as these buttons from the reverse and create a chain reaction for the positive. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Create a chain reaction for the positive. You know that anger will occur in your marriage. It's going to happen. You're not going to love absolutely everything your hubby does. You're just not. And the reverse is the same, right? He's not going to love everything that you're doing. And guys, I know we're always right, right? Yes, dear. Okay. In all honesty, you know that's not the case. We pretend that saying yes, dear makes it all better, but it's just putting a blanket over something that's not really good, right? The elephant in the room, it still can be felt. It's there. That anger, you need to be able to understand where it comes from. And this can stem from hurt, fear, frustration. We're all very familiar with this. So you want to create a chain reaction, right, for the positive, because you care deeply about something. It goes beyond the fear, the frustration. There's something more to it. Or maybe you desire to impact what you see as being wrong. This is the button you want to push. This is where your energy should be channeled. It shouldn't go downhill to the deep, dark secrets where, you know, all the big, bad bears and wolves come out and you're like, oh my gosh, who is this person standing in front of me? No, it's that chain reaction for the positive. So how can you begin to discover that for yourself? Well, ask yourself three questions to create this chain reaction for the positive. Number one, what is the purpose of this feeling? What's the root cause? This opens yourself up to understanding on a deeper level what you care about. You get mad or upset because there is something within you that says, this means something to me. This goes beyond just the moment that you hurt my feelings, oh, woe's me, and so I'm going to get mad at you, or you didn't put the dishes in the dishwasher, right? So for some reason, I'm PMSing, and so I'm going to yell at you, and that made me angry, right? Okay, we've all had those circumstances. Be real, okay? That's what we're here for. So what is the purpose of this feeling? What is the root cause? There's something more to it. Number two, how is this anger serving me? Is this a crutch I use to get what I want? Yes, admit it. We have used that. Or Do I really have a sensitivity to the situation at hand? You'll begin to notice a trend, a pattern, when it's more than I want my own way. Mm-hmm. Those dishes that weren't put in the dishwasher the way you thought they should be because they'll definitely 100% be cleaned better. The water sprays everywhere. The dishes are going to be sterilized. All will be fine. Doesn't matter how those bowls are placed in the dishwasher. So how is this anger serving me? It's not about wanting it your way. There's something more to it. There's a sensitivity here that's saying, hello, red flag. You want to make a difference. You want to make a change in where this is in your life. And finally, ask the question number 3, where does it connect to my heart? Emotions are the voices of your heart. It's a way for your heart to be heard. Now think about that. Let that simmer for just a moment. What is your heart telling you? This is the next step of going from reaction to responding. And there is a difference. Most of us are reacting to things in life instead of stopping. And that stopping, initially when you do it, feels like an eternity. You can feel like a year passed and it was only 10 seconds. But when you actually stop yourself, ground yourself in the moment, you're present, then you're like, whoa, okay, this is truly what's happening. Then you can formulate a response, and you're no longer reacting to the situation. It changes what? The chain reaction. So you create it from the positive aspect. Now understand, anger can be volatile, and you must be in charge of it before it becomes in charge of you. And anger can overtake your marriage, or you can overcome anger by using it to paint the bigger picture. There's something more. What is that? That's what you're in search for. If you're one who struggled with anger, struggled with communication in your marriage, going, I know there's something more out there, but I don't know how to express it. I don't know how to respond more appropriately versus reacting to it. If you are wondering, how do I get to the other side of where I'm living right now, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, it will bring up a little cute form. Just fill that out. It's just some basic, simple questions. It allows me to get to know you just a little bit more before we schedule your call so we can have a one-on-one coaching call specific to your situation. Be bold today. You want to build a strong marriage, and it starts with a what? Strong foundation. You can do this. And believe it or not, anger can actually be good for your marriage. God gave you a heart and a brain, emotions and logic to ignite your life. Use them in a way to change the world. So I challenge you today, how are you going to ignite something good within? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.